From Brill Legal Group, New York's premier criminal defense and disciplinary hearings law firm. This is Justice, one client at a time.
New York appellate court victory. When someone is found guilty of a crime, they give up hope. However, the justice system allows every defendant convicted of a crime to appeal the judge or jury's verdict. One of the most common appellate issues involves arguing that the evidence presented by the prosecution was insufficient to sustain a guilty verdict. Every defendant is innocent until proven guilty. The burden to prove someone guilty rests with the government. The judge or jury must acquit if the government cannot prove that you committed a crime beyond a reasonable doubt. Judges and jurors are human and make mistakes. This is why the court system allows for appeals. If a defendant is found guilty of a crime, they can ask a higher court to review the conviction for legal or factual errors. When a defendant challenges that sufficiency of evidence, they are claiming that the prosecution's evidence failed to prove them guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. Recently, a client of the Brill Legal Group had their conviction reversed on appeal on sufficiency grounds. The case involved a man who allegedly told his then-girlfriend that he would blow up her home. He also allegedly implied that the woman's son would get a bullet in the head. However, he did not threaten to shoot the young man. At a trial, in front of a judge, the man was convicted of harassment in the second degree and sentenced. After his conviction, the man asked the Brill Legal Group to handle his appeal. We agreed with our client's assessment of the evidence, believing it to be insufficient. We argued that our client's conduct was not criminal in nature. Under the relevant section of the New York harassment statute, harassment in the second degree involves communicating a threat to cause physical harm to another person when someone knows or reasonably should know that such communication will cause such person to reasonably fear harm to such person's physical safety. While the trial court viewed our client's language as an actual threat, we disagreed, characterizing his conduct as an emotional outburst that did not rise to the level of criminality. The court agreed with our interpretation of our client's conduct, finding that his speech did not present a clear and present danger of some serious substantive evil. As a result of the court's decision, our client's case is now over, and he can go about his life without his conviction on his record. Have you been charged with a New York harassment crime? If you face New York harassment allegations or another domestic violence offense, contact Brill Legal Group. Our New York criminal defense attorneys represent clients charged with all types of serious crimes, including domestic assault, violations of domestic orders of protection, harassment, stalking, child abuse, and more.
Your rights in jeopardy? Call Brill Legal Group at 888-315-9841. Again, that's 888-315-9841. Or visit us online at brilllegal.com. That's brill-legal.com. This podcast may be freely shared, but may not be modified or edited in any way. This is an attorney advertisement. Unless the host introduced themselves as an attorney, they are a non-attorney spokesperson. This podcast is for information only and is not presented as legal advice. Listening or subscribing to this podcast does not in any way create an attorney-client relationship. The hiring of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely on advertisements.